There's a rise in the number of persons with disabilities in Barbados. I'm Michelle Brathwaite, and this is Health Drive. According to Carrie-Anne Eiffel, president of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, this increase can be linked to the growing number of incidents of persons with non-communicable diseases.
Barbados has a high incidence of non-communicable diseases, and with such chronic conditions, we do have additional disabilities. So, for example, one of the biggest causes of blindness in Barbados is diabetic retinopathy because you have such a high incidence of diabetes.
Chronic disease is also a contributing factor.
You know, we're having the healthy movement now because we're trying to reduce the level of obesity in Barbados, and that comes as a direct result of the high incidences of heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, and other chronic diseases. And with those, we have the additional disabilities, amputations, and the delays that come with strokes and so on.
The George Allain Chronic Disease Research Center has reported that it is estimated that every year in Barbados, 1 in 100 people with diabetes will have an amputation, one of the highest rates worldwide. According to the last census, Barbados has approximately 11,546 persons with diabetes out of a total population of 288,821. With that number increasing, there has also been a move to make business places and other areas more accessible. While this has been a welcome advancement, Ms. Eiffel says there is still a problem.
You are seeing a large number of ramps being put in place, but several of them are not built to the code, which is 12 inches long for every 1-inch rise. So you can have a very lengthy ramp, and some people don't want that because they say, oh, it's too long, but that's the correct standard. So if you're going for it, you could as well try for the right one.
What has also now become standard is the legislation regarding disabled parking spaces, and she has also seen an increase in persons applying for those permits.
We have about 25 being issued on a weekly basis, so the numbers of parking IDs are growing up, and because of that, it should be seeing a higher incidences of persons not disrespecting the parking spaces.
Barbados still has a way to go, however, in integrating the disabled into the community on a regular basis.
What I'd also like to see is an increase in employment opportunities for persons with disabilities, better educational opportunities, and, of course, a wider level of participation in everyday activities, including increased levels of public transportation.
That's Carrie-Anne Eiffel, president of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, looking to the future for the disabled in Barbados. I'm Michelle Brathwaite, and this has been Health Drive.